Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, this is Randy.
Hey, Randy. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're all right. What's going on?
So I'm trying to, I guess, piece together the puzzle a little bit. I went out.
Date. Oh, okay. I'm like, did we ask a question?
Didn't know
something?
What kind of puzzle okay. We were putting together, Nance.
Sorry. No, I went out on a date with this girl named Jessica. And I haven't heard back from her since, and I was just trying to figure out how to get back in contact with her, or maybe you guys could help me out with that.
Well, what'd you guys do?
We actually went to Hinder's Sports Bar. It was actually kind of a blind date. It was set up through some friends, but it was really fun. Like, she was gorgeous, and, I mean, we talked, and we laughed, and, like, the wings were amazing.
They are good there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they are. No, it was great. And then, I don't know, I would say probably about, you know, 3/4 what you would think a normal date is. Like, she kind of just suddenly said something, got up, left very quickly, and that was that. I haven't heard back from her since. I don't really know what happened.
So you and Jessica did not have an argument, did you?
No. I'm, like, trying to, like, you know, go over everything in my head. I'm like, I don't even think that I was the last, like, it's not like I said something offensive and she just left. I think, like, she ended her sentence and then said, oh, I gotta go, and just completely, before I could even, like, question it or say anything, she took a bite of her wing, just got this, like, angry look on her face, and then completely next thing I knew, she was just gone.
Huh. Well, should we get Jessica's number and try to figure out why she just left?
Maybe they were bad wings.
No,
not a Hinder's. Let's call her.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30,
second date update.
What's happening?
So, Randy, now you may not know this, but Woody is the wing king.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he won a wing eating competition. Can you go up against him?
I mean, I can most certainly try, but I don't know if he's the king. there.
Always up for a challenge, Randy.
I'm in.
Okay, we're going to call her now, so you know how the deal works. Be quiet, okay?
Hello,
we're looking for Jessica. Is she available?
Speaking.
Hi, Jessica. Woody really needs help with his hair, so I know that you're a hairstylist. Do you have any openings?
Yeah. What are you looking to get done?
Well, you got. Do you have an 11:30 today?
He wants a perm.
that looked real good, wouldn't it?
No, tell her the truth.
All right. We're Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
And you're just trying to book an appointment?
No. No, we're calling. Do you listen to the show?
Yeah, I've definitely heard you guys.
Okay, so you know what goes on around this time every single day, right?
Well, I don't know. Do we get haircuts? What?
No, it's a second date update.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to go out with you again. Can you guess who that might be?
I'm going to guess that you're talking about Randy.
That's it.
Randy. You are correct, Jess.
Randy gave us a call, said you guys went to Hinder's, and you just left.
Oh, see? Your dog's upset.
The dog's even
now,
mad.
Now, come on. So what happened was, he sounds nice. I thought he seemed like a good guy.
I mean, he was nice to me on the date, but, okay, there's a backstory I guess I gotta get into. So it was a blind date. One of my friends set us up because she knows him. And before I went on the date, she was like, oh, come over, like, let's, you know, come over, get ready, we'll chat before you go, whatever. And I get to her house and I'm in a quite a bad mood because I was speeding and I got pulled over. And unfortunately, I got pulled over by, a cop who thinks that he needs to be rude to people that he pulled over for no reason. And he was, you know, it just put me, like, in a really bad mood.
You got a ticket? Did you get a ticket?
I got a ticket. Yeah, I got a ticket. So I'm, of course, in a bad mood when I get there. Anyway, I get to the date and I'm, you know, trying to hide my bad mood or whatever. And he's pleasant. And but there's something familiar about him. And our food arrives and I take a few bites. And then it's like something about it clicks for me. It's face and his voice. He didn't have his hat on and he was in street clothes, but it was the same, you know, cop that pulled me over an hour ago.
You're on a date with the cop that gave you a ticket.
Yes, and I'm in the same clothes and he didn't even recognize me. Yeah, same cop that was that like ruined my day. I'm now trying to be on a date with. I mean, I'm at 79 and the 65. Like, I was speeding, but I don't know why he needs to be a jerk about it. And I was just like, no, if you're a jerk to strangers in your professional career, I don't need to continue this date. That says everything I need to know, you know?
Randy didn't seem like a jerk when we talked to him, Nancy.
When he's trying, people can put on kindness when they want to, but like, if the way you interact with strangers is more telling than the way you interact with people that you're attracted to or who friends are friends, you know?
Did you say anything to him?
No, I just left because I didn't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with him. I don't want him to become rude to me. Like, I didn't want to deal with any of the jerky behavior I got before, so I just left.
Am I still on? Can I intervene kind of here?
The floor is yours, Randy.
Hey.
Great.
First off, I want to say sorry, Jessica. I'm actually a little bit embarrassed, to be honest with you, because I completely didn't recognize you. Like, I don't know. Usually I'm really good at that. I guess I was just so nervous from the date and all. That didn't click in my head at all. It makes a lot more sense now, kind of why you walked out. I can't apologize for giving you the ticket or anything. I mean, you were speeding. That was illegal, you know.
Yeah, that's not really what the issue is. The issue is the treatment when I didn't treat you negatively at all. Like, you pulled me over. I gave you my license and registration as is required by the law. I didn't deny that I was speeding. And you were just rude for no reason. It was like a completely different person in uniform versus out.
Okay, listen, ma'am. There's a lot of dangerous people on the road, and
ma'am,
like, I'm just trying to protect everyone. There's nothing worth speeding or possibly getting in an accident or anything for. You know, it can wait. I'm glad that you thought I was nice, but I have to hold a certain type of authority to make sure that the law is actually held to its highest standard.
I don't think you need to be rude to have authority. That's not a thing.
Listen, I was not trying to be rude. I was telling you the same thing that I would tell my kids. I took an oath. I went through training. I am just trying to uphold the law. And end of the day, no matter what, okay, you were speeding. And that was very dangerous.
But right there, you're being condescending right now. You think you need to talk to me like I'm a child. Like, you literally just said, I'm talking to you like I would talk to a child. Like, you don't think an adult human picks up on condescension and rudeness? Like, come on, dude. Going through training doesn't mean you become rude at the end.
You know that part of 75 is always 65 miles per hour. It has not changed.
I have never once in this entire conversation denied that I am speeding. But your inability to actually hear what I'm saying and just keep going back to the same point lets me know that my choice to leave that date was the correct one. So thank you for clarifying that. And I've got it now, Officer Randy.
Okay. Wow. Do you think that we should, we have to follow rules.
We have
to. The officer's on the phone, so.
So what we can do, guys, is set you up with a second date where we hook you up with the company limo.
Somebody else drives.
We've got maybe some movie passes or concert tickets.
We'll pay for dinner.
You guys just have to say yes right now or it all goes away.
It's going to have to go away unless we get a different driver and a different date.
All right, ma'am. I'm glad we worked this out. I hope you have a nice day.
Okay.
The K99.1 FM, 7:30.
Second date update.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.